right.
Yo, Mega 64 podcast, maybe the most momentous podcast of all time, because we're at a very, very special establishment. Finally, we've gone here. Ladies and gentlemen.
You asked for it.
Boom. Jimmy's of Santee, the finest restaurant in California.
Five stars.
And I want to just show you,
They have two Michelin stars.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Nope.
Well, let me just, can I just say, before we get to the theme song?
Yeah.
Look at that silverware. Look That's how clean
so,
that is.
So clean.
You know what?
I gotta cry. Theme song.
That's what they call Pennywise. To catch a bite surprise. Look around the call, Pennywise. Clear mind, hide your fear. Turn around and turn around, and Pennywise here.
You need all of it.
It's so clean, you can eat off it.
Welcome back, everybody. This is, you know, people have been asking for it for so long. It was time to do it. So here we are. Jimmy's of Santee here in San Diego. Well, in Santee specifically, one of the best restaurants. Yeah. I mean,
normally we don't give locations, but we're in Santee.
This location is so good that we had to give it because this is the best restaurant bar none. Take a look. This is the menu. Straight up. This is a big menu. This place is not a chain.
This is
a local business, and look at all the stuff they got on deck at any given moment. You got the now. This is my question though. As we were just trying to figure it out, what's broasted chicken?
I feel like isn't that healthier fried chicken?
Look at that high res.
Nice high contrast photo.
Just beautiful footage.
Ooh, look at that photo.
Italian corner here.
Yeah,
chicken parmigiana. Chicken broccoli Alfredo.
I mean, we have Italian. I'm in an Italian family, and we all take photos like that.
Yeah.
So, you know. Anyway, beef stroganoff.
What
are
you guys,
going? Are you going with the
I think
stroganoff?
I'm going with the beef stroganoff. I never see that. I love beef stroganoff. So.
I was on the fence. I think I'm going to do beef stroganoff, but I think I'm going to modify it and see if I get french fries on the side.
Okay.
All right. I think I'm just going to go classic Western burger. I saw it. It's very tall. There's bacon on it. Western burger. I'm a Western boy.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know what? They've been advertising the same thing on the sign outside for years. This like three-course ribeye steak special.
Dude,
yeah.
So I think
you're going for that?
I gotta go with that.
It's good enough to be on the kiosk facing the main road out here. Like, it's their main selling point.
Exactly.
It's gotta be the...
Yeah.
Chef special.
Exactly. So I think we got to do it. Anyway.
Should we pull down this and pass it around as well?
I think that's good, actually. We're live streaming. We're live streaming this from an item that we have. I think that's a great idea, actually. I think
Oh fuck, jeez.
Is everything okay?
We have so many electronics dangling above so many open.
It's all good.
Doesn't matter.
Dunk it.
iPhone's coming out soon, anyways.
I'm worried because like the new iPhones are coming out. I'm gonna be upgrading.
Oh, you are.
And this 8. Is this 8 Plus that I want to get. It's all glass, right? Like, all the way around?
Everything.
So if you break your screen, it's not, like, a fix $100 down at the mall kiosk. Like, it's not, like, do-it-yourself, order the parts off, eBay or Amazon. Yeah. Now it's, like, the screen is on the back, too. It's, like, all one piece, right?
I think it's two separate pieces.
I think it is actually two.
There's still a bezel that's metal.
It just goes through the
end.
It's just glass on the back, glass on the front.
But are they making it to where, like, can you just get a screen and fix it like you could on previous iPhones?
Probably not right off the bat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, eventually you'll be able to repair it at a shop.
Okay.
Like, Apple never shuts that
Now, is the X, though, no bezel, one piece of glass?
It still has a thing holding them together.
Yep. Oh, it does. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hmm.
Right. Like a little metal thing that's flush to the device.
Because I was starting to think if I were Apple, like, how would I keep people from repairing their stuff themselves? Because, like, if you're Apple and you design a cell phone that's made out of glass, like, you're just part of the like, you know people are going to drop the glass thing and break the glass thing, and, like, you'll be able to make a certain amount of money off, like, repairing the glass.
Yeah.
And they subsidize it, especially, like, right when the phones come out. But eventually, like, you're just, your warranty's up, and, like, if you want a new screen, like, you got to go to Apple. But then, like, all this third-party kind of, like, repair-it-yourself or, like, little mall kiosks. Yeah. Apple doesn't want that.
No, but...
So how do they design the phone to the next level where, like, you cannot design that? Like, to be...
No one can replicate
it. No one could replicate it. You can't repair that yourself. And then I was thinking, like, oh, shit, yeah, the whole thing's like a glass slipper.
Oh, so you... That was your conspiracy
theory. That was my thing. Yeah. Like, they're making it one piece of glass now that... How do they even... Maybe they blow injection molded around the electronics.
I feel like it's two glass pieces.
Right there,
in between.
Okay.
I think so, too. Electronics. Okay. But they've also said that the glass on this new iPhone is, like...
Super strong.
Legit strong.
And, you know, like, I was always hand to God about... the Gorilla Glass they used on these phones. Like, this is a 6 Plus. But I, for the first time ever, noticed, like, I have a little tiny scratch right there. Okay. I don't know if the camera can pick it up.
Maybe.
It's like, it's a quarter of an inch. It's just in the middle and the top of the screen. Don't know how it got there. I never really put it in my pocket with other stuff. And I had always thought, like, this is pretty indestructible. This is kind of like the first weakness on the newer generation phones I've seen. Kind of like, maybe I should get a screen protector again. Go back to the old days.
You're always anti-protection.
I'm anti-protection. I never use cases. I don't use screen protectors. Never. Not once.
Wow. I drop my phone a lot, which is why I need a little case.
I just like it sleek, and it's designed to look good, and I don't like covering it with tons of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hey.
Hi.
We're good. Sorry.
Okay.
Very nice.
High quality.
Okay, we got...
I didn't even have to write that down.
I know. The reviews What are your thoughts on that?
What?
I think it's great when they don't have to write it down, but in my head, I always go like, oh, don't mess it up. Like,
I'm afraid to... I like wanted to change it. Like, okay, get my salad dressing on the side. I didn't want to mess it up.
I was afraid he was going to mess something up, but yeah, I think it's great when you can do that, but I always have the second guessing myself.
Yeah, you get nervous.
Just like, I get nervous.
I don't want to change my order and modify it.
Maybe when you're like super pro level and you can just do it,
whatever. Yeah, this is Jimmy's advantage. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, these guys, that's the thing. These guys are pros here, so they know what they're doing.
Here's the thing, though. If you're prone to making mistakes even every once in a while, the chink in the armor is that you're not writing it down. Because if you wrote it down, you'd check it before you handed it to the person.
Yeah, maybe.
Double check your work.
I don't know. But you know what? Here, there's not a thing to worry about at Jimmy's of Santee. Yeah. These guys take care of you. These guys give you the 5-star treatment every meal. And, you know, they got it going on, so I'm not worried about it. Anyway.
They do have it going on.
Yeah. They do.
We were in on Michael's Grill, but we tried, and they're out of business now.
Yeah, and you know what? And why are they out of business? Tasted like ass.
Yep. Don't stand the test of time. Yep. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Get out of the restaurant industry.
Tell Michael, get away from the grill. No, we're not doing that. Anyway, going back to the Apple stuff. Yeah. What'd you think of all the Apple announcements?
There was only one Apple announcement that blew me away. I have the iPhone, what is this now, 7 Plus? So I'm good. I don't need to upgrade.
Yeah. Sure.
That game company out of nowhere announced their follow-up to Journey.
Yeah.
It's a new game. I forget what the title is, but it's
Air.
Sky.
Yeah, 4-player. I think it's 4-player now, drop in, drop out, co-op, kind of like the Journey system. Crazy thing, though, it's the initial wave of it is limited to Apple products. TV, Apple TV, iPhone, iPad.
Yeah.
When Apple announced it made it seem like it was just exclusive to Apple. Yeah. And then a few hours later on that game company's like blog, they posted something basically saying like, oh, this is a multi-platform game that is limited time exclusivity to Apple products.
Yeah.
So Apple was hush-hush about it. But so it'll probably come to PS4 way later. But
that's cool.
But I have an iPhone, I have an Apple TV. I'll probably be able to play it soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was cool.
That was my favorite announcement of the whole thing was the new game by that team.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page here. They showed new iPhone stuff. Cool upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
The iPhone X is the big thing that everyone's talking about. I think that is a cool phone, but kind of like not ready for prime time a little bit. It's like there wasn't anything involved that was like, I need that today. It was kind of like, hey, do you want to pay a ton of money for kind of like the next gen phone? Like now versus later? You can do that, but that was really it. The best announcement to me of the whole show, I think we're all on the same page, we're not phone announcements, it was that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Apple TV 4K, that Apple is going to upgrade everyone's movies to 4K for nothing. like, movies are going to come out at 4K resolution, and it's not going to cost any more, because there were rumors that Apple was fighting with the studios
to get it.
That studios wanted them to sell movies for $30 and stuff like that.
Geez.
And Apple was like, no, we're not going to do that. And supposedly they won, and movies from here on out are the same price, HD or 4K.
That's awesome.
But yeah, if you've ever redeemed a movie through iTunes, you can get it for 4K.
Just free.
Well, that also entices people to make the leap into 4K,
because
everyone has to pay like that much for 4K TV, and then like quadruple the amount for 4K content. People aren't gonna be interested. You make that entry level so easy and accessible, they're gonna dumb in. And you sweeten the deal with a new game from that game company.
Exactly. So it's pretty cool. You know, I thought that was actually like a really neat announcement. I thought that was very. I thought that was the coolest thing they did. But again,
the coolest thing was that game company. The lamest thing was, all right, imagine you got a table, just a regular table. You pull your phone out and there's a wall going on it.
Yeah.
And you get closer to the wall.
Warhammer.
AR games. I don't
why
care.
Are we still,
I don't care about
why
AR.
Why are we still doing the look at this empty table? Now look at it. There's stuff on the table. That was 10 years ago?
Yeah, they just keep doing demos like that.
I don't give a fuck.
But this time, Kevin, look. It's Minecraft here.
Okay, Garrett got so into AR discussion that his excitement powered the camera off.
Yeah.
I held the power button down for more than 10 seconds, apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway. Minecraft!
When did it again. We talk about AR, we need to get away from the look at this table and how it has stuff on it now. I want to look through my phone and have a different world be out there. Yeah. I want to have stuff added to the world.
Pokemon Go was a step in the right direction. Yeah. Pokemon Go wasn't, oh, kids, come into the bedroom and look at your desk. Oh, there's a Pokemon. Totally. It was go outside.
Yeah.
Put more of that stuff in there.
Yeah. I want to see, like, stats on restaurants over
there. Well, so that was one good thing they did show during their keynote is that, because Apple's got this super powerful AR kit for their phones and other iOS devices now. I did like that they pointed it at the sky, and it immediately started labeling constellations.
That was rad.
Yeah.
That's cool.
See, that's the kind of stuff we need to start
there.
Get
away from the empty table.
Yeah, exactly. We need to get into augmenting the actual world around us, not a table.
Yeah. If there was something that would allow me to say, like, a keyword...
A car hit, like, a...
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So excited to get into
it. Sounded like hit a dog or something.
Yeah, it really did.
If there was like a camera app that you could say a keyword into, like
boobs.
Chinese food, and then like you put it on and start looking through, and it would show you like, all right, Chinese food like 2 miles away here, 4 miles away there, right. But for anything,
boobs.
Dude. House of Juggies is like 4 miles down Claremont. Nice. We got Deja Vu over here. Little Darlings under the freeway down 10 miles that way. Like, if you looked in the direction of like, oh,
that would be helpful for like mall directories. Can you imagine like a high tech place, San Francisco Mall?
Yeah,
where's H&M?
Exactly.
Oh, it's on the third floor.
Yep, over there.
Boom. That'd be awesome.
Start walking towards it.
That'd be awesome.
Personally, I don't have anybody. I want the scary aspect.
No.
I want to look through my phone. I want, haunt my house. I want to look through my phone and put ghosts in my house. Make things scary. Do that. Like, I want AR to just for that.
Was there a PS4 VR game coming out that, like, does that to your living room?
I don't think.
Is there anything like that that does?
I thought there was something like that coming.
Because it'd be cool to play a level of a game and some type of, like, puzzle-solving gameplay, but it happens with VR goggles on, but you looking around in your house, because it can, some of that stuff can scan out and what's it called? Doesn't the Kinect like throw a scanning beam out and it maps everything in your living room?
Yeah.
So then if there was some type of headset to look through with that, you could actually like have effects coming out of your couch or of your wall or of your ceiling.
Yeah. And as that gets more realistic, that's going to get more scary.
What was the, do you want to play the 3DS Zoom Raiders or Face Raiders? That kind of did something like that where it took your room, and I believe the boss fight was like your wall like broke away and the world around you broke away.
That empty spot would always be there, whether you turned her over here or back. It was still,
we just got to advance stuff like that a lot more.
So we've seen little drips of it. It's like, that'll be where it starts getting integrated into more and more stuff.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm starting to feel like, God, my PSVR headset isn't used for much.
there's enough for me consistently that Every month or two, something comes out that I'm like, okay, cool, and I play it, and then I'm like, I'm good.
Super Hot like a month ago. That was cool.
Yeah, Super Hot was awesome. I love
Super Hot. Like that was a lot of fun.
One great thing that PlayStation Plus is finally doing is they're putting VR games on the PlayStation Plus free games. They put like rigs for free. Yeah. So now like first wave will start being free, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
I think that's really cool.
Because I did not want to buy rigs, but I would go. Download
it's
it.
It's free right now.
I'll do that when I get home. That's awesome.
That they put two games. They put Infamous Second Son, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. I love that game, and then Rigs, and then a bunch of crappy PS3 games. There's a Handball 2016 game.
Ooh,
you download.
Nice.
So get on that.
Do you remember a game called Faceball 2000 or Faceball 3000?
No.
I think it was on Game Boy.
Yeah, I played that. I remember my friend like had it, and I didn't know what it was, and I played it. But it was like a 3D. It was very
shitty, it was almost like Doom.
It was almost like Doom, and you shot stuff at like face. Character. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
You get nervous?
Yeah, I am.
I never had. They're getting nervous about the phone, man.
It's waterproof.
It's waterproof.
That's true. Really. Resistant.
High speed wins.
The Faceball game, I never had, but I remember that Nintendo Power, some magazine, had a poster that was like, are you ready for the Faceball 2000 tournament? And it had a poster of like the ball like smiling in the middle of this maze or whatever, and I ripped that out and put it on my binder. And so in grade school, I had that on my binder. Are you ready for the Faceball tournament? You know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And everyone asked me about it, and I didn't know what it was.
That was my Faceball story.
That just reminded me of like putting stuff in the clear.
I was
clear.
Just going to say, what did you put in? That clear in between.
I put all kinds of like, this is bad, like Ava art, where like I would draw Ava Unit 1, or like draw Ayanami and stuff, and it was mainly like tracing like out of the manga. Like, all right, cool, slide that in there. I think I would put like band stickers that I didn't want to waste. Like, I don't want to waste the sticker.
Yeah.
I'll just slide it in here and then I won't have stuck it yet.
I put skater stickers because I wanted to be cool. I couldn't walk on it. I couldn't stand on a skateboard to save my life.
Yeah.
But I had skate stickers.
You put stuff so that people will like see that, and that's like, oh yeah, that's like stuff I want people to see. Yeah. And I remember I put a lot of Nirvana magazine Nirvana clippings.
Yeah.
And some kid once took his pencil and scribbled out the face of him. I got so mad.
Yeah.
Oh, red.
Ooh. Awesome. For you guys.
Thank you so much.
And what are you drinking?
Coke. Regular Coke.
Oh, awesome.
And then you had a soda too.
I had a diet.
Diet one. Okay, regular diet.
Thank you.
Come on, that's looking good.
Cheesy toast.
I just want to say, who's got better cheesy toast?
Yeah, I'm going to give you
a
little Dunko.
Wow, that looks like ranch.
It
looks like it is.
I can't remember what that kid's name was that scribbled out Kurt Cobain's face, but he...
What?
he marred the plastic and then threw onto the magazine clipping and then, like, scratched up and wrecked the, you know, poked holes in it all over Kurt's face. And I just remember being like, dude, that's like not your property.
A kid did that to you?
Kid did that to me, and I like didn't know what to do because that was so extreme of like, all right, like I want to fucking beat the shit. Like I wanted to fight this kid, but you know, I'm past that point because this is like high school.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what, like, I don't remember the outcome. I don't think I said anything to anybody. I think I had a word with him, and then it was like, there's nothing you could do. I think I quit putting shit that I actually cared about in my... Because it was a magazine clipping from, like, Spin magazine that's like, oh, I can't get this anymore.
Yeah, okay. Shit.
I have it still, and, like, I guarantee you, its face is all, like, taped back up.
How lame is that? That's so lame.
Bullies.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's great.
Back in the day of bullies.
I remember I remember seeing a student, and it was handwritten, and it said Splash Mouth, and I was like,
what?
Do you not know it's Smash Mouth?
No,
it was handwritten like, this is my favorite band right now.
Splash Mouth.
I'm gonna tilt this slightly this way. On my binder at school, I had shots of like old NES games.
Oh, wow.
Like screenshots of like Strong Bad versus the Ricky Fighters in tag pro wrestling or whatever. Just shots that I thought were funny from old video games and stuff like that.
But
Yeah.
You got off the internet?
Yeah, I would download them off of Sean Baby's website.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, I remember going to, like, one of our first cons, and we saw, and I didn't even know who this was, hey, that's Sean Baby.
Yeah.
And it was like, wait, who's Sean? Yeah. Sean
who Baby? At home remembers Sean they Baby's website?
They had dyed blue hair, yeah.
It was a guy with dyed blue hair, and I remember, like, kind of just knowing these three. Like, Rocco, Derek, and Sean were, like, my new friends, and we were going to a con for the first time, and they're like, there's Sean Baby. And I remember, like, thinking, what am I getting myself into? Like, Sean Baby? What is a Sean Baby? There's got to be, like, podcast footage of me probably ranting about that from back then.
How many people out there went to Sean Baby's website back in the day? That used to be my jam. I loved that. That's why when the Angry Video Game Nerd came around, I felt like I already did this. Sean Baby was the Angry Video Game Nerd.
Well, it was awesome because like in the late 90s, early 2000s, EGM started featuring his content.
Yeah,
he had a monthly article, and that was the funniest article in the world. He would just rip on bad games, and he'd plug his website, and you go to his website, he had all these articles.
I think that thing's going to fall. Awesome. You see it?
Do you think it's going?
It's kind of like on the teetering edge. Yeah. Do you think or no?
No.
Okay. I'm on the side.
It's in the same position it was.
Oh, okay.
I'm like the scientist in a disaster film warning you guys, and you're all ignoring me.
Yeah, that's true. This is like the day after tomorrow.
You are like Jeff Goldblum in Independence Day. You are.
Who wants to snipe the last piece? Garrett.
No, I already had... I think I had two.
I'm on my second.
Too much bread. All right,
I'm going to go for it.
Go for it. Do it.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Damn. What do you think of this cheese toast? Did it blow you away?
Blew me away.
Best cheese toast I've ever had in my life.
It's true.
Best cheese toast in San Diego here.
It's good. It's good confirmed. Garlic. Mm-hmm. Good herbs on it.
But you got to have ranch for your toast. That's just how you eat toast.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you do it. Anyway, Jimmy's once again killing it, changing the game.
Yep.
Changing the game as we speak.
Do they have Wi-Fi, too? We're not on it, but if we needed it, I think they do have
Wi-Fi. I think if you needed it, you could.
Free Wi-Fi.
You probably could. Yeah, you probably could. Anyway, some of the stuff happening this week. This is the number one. Anytime we hand this camera to Garrett, it turns off.
It has turned off in the standby.
I think Garrett is running. Maybe there's an EMP pulse somewhere around you.
I don't know. That's weird.
Anyway, or he's just hitting the button. Anyway.
Could be that.
Hey, this week, I played the game that I've wanted to play for the past 13 years, the new Metroid. Oh.
People are excited about this. Federation Force.
Yeah, believe it or not Federation Force.
Jesus.
Oh, the wind. Oh, Rocco.
It's not moving.
The wind. The wind just...
You can push it more onto the thing.
Yeah. Center it.
Now it's 100% safe.
Center it. There we go.
Oh, no.
Now it's good. I'll tilt this to the gamer corner. You guys keep talking.
The wind picked that thing up and just like spun the umbrella.
It's not on like an even axis.
Oh my god.
Tilt so much.
Okay, so.
Just keep an eye on it.
The return.
Ever since they debuted the original DS, that was 2004, there hasn't been a new 2D Metroid.
Yeah.
The best Metroid games, some of my favorite games of all time were the two 2D Metroids they did on Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Fusion Zero Mission.
Yeah, those are great.
Some of my favorite games ever. And the DS came and it was like, are we not getting a new one on that?
What awesome. Metroid Thank game you. Did it come with? A demo.
Mm.
I forgot what the Hunters?
Yeah, I think it was Hunters.
I never played it. But,
awesome. Oh, thank you
very
much.
Awesome.
So there was...
Thank you.
Aside from Federation Force, there were previous Metroid games that
I
came out.
I don't remember if it was...
Metroid Prime Hunters on DS. I remember thinking it was okay, and most people hated it.
Really? I played the demo, and that was it.
I don't think it was very good. But, so there's never been a classic Metroid on a portable system, which blows my mind. It took till 2017, and now we finally have Metroid... Samus Returns, and oh my god, it's what I wanted on a DS system. Playing it on the top screen, the map is on the bottom screen. Thank you. This is
perfect.
All I wanted. Switch beams with touching the screen. Thank you. The graphics are 3D. Do I like the 2D sprites a little better? Yeah, I kind of like the 2D sprite style, but because this is in 3D, it can get dynamic. So there's like a new melee move in this, so like monsters will charge at you and you'll uppercut them and the camera will like zoom in and go around you.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Blast
that's
them. Cool. The camera gets all dynamic.
Just for the end moves.
Yeah, it's just what I wanted completely. A new polished 2D Metroid.
So this is the same developer as the Lords of Shadow 3DS.
It game, is, right? Actually, yeah. Mercury Steam, I guess.
And I gushed about that game religiously when it came out on this podcast and other stuff, because it was rare that I was still playing anything on my 3DS. Mm-hmm. And that game that bridged the two Lords of Shadows games came out right before the sequel, the PS4 sequel, which was not very good.
Uh-huh.
But that game was great. It played three different Belmont characters. It spanned different time periods in the castle. And it did that end move zoom in thing, I believe, too.
Yeah, we get dynamic.
Dynamic, yeah. With the camera on a lot of different stuff. So cool that they've handled the two classic franchises that use that gameplay, Metroid and Castlevania, now.
It's funny, though, because a lot of people were down on that. A lot of people don't like that 3DS. That 3DS Castlevania.
I don't know how they don't, man.
Some people didn't care for that. I didn't really try it, so I can't speak about that. But I know some people that don't want to try the Metroid because, yeah, I didn't like that Castlevania. Trust me. This is classic Metroid.
I'm on the side that it's not 2D pixel graphics, so it's like, oh, I don't need to play it.
No. Frank, it is so... they nailed everything about the vibe of Metroid. They got it really, really right. Like, I don't think you should skip it.
Is this a remake of Metroid 2, or is it all new stuff? It is.
Okay. It is technically a remake of Metroid 2, but it is from the ground up remade. You know, they use that as a spring point in terms of story, but it's not like gameplay wise or anything very similar. You know, do you want the salad?
Is there any interest in putting it? I'll do a salad. Right? I was just zooming in and drooling over your salad.
I mean, you know,
and you literally like handed it to me. That's great.
I had a feeling you were.
Damn. Anyway,
look at that fresh ripe tomato.
Look at that. There you go.
You know what?
They put the Jimmy's is killing it. They're killing it.
Not even gonna taint it with any dressing here. What do you got?
Look at that.
Cheese. Just gonna do a little salt and pepper. Simple things in life are what life is all about.
Tis a joy to be simple. Tis a joy to be free.
And you give it a tongue slap.
That was a hearty slap.
That was good.
That was. The camera picked that up, I think, pretty much.
Hope I didn't get any. When I peppered it, it like shot out.
I know that. It was like going all
the Yeah.
Anyway, how's that salad going?
It's a good salad.
Killer salad. Everyone's loving
the tomato.
We don't need a tomato.
I like tomato in every regard except on a salad. Every sandwich.
I just talked about that.
Yeah.
How do you do the tomato slap? What is that? You
just try it.
Just checking the audio levels, making sure everything. Oh, that's good.
That was a good slap.
That's
a
new way to eat tomatoes. I like that. That's pretty cool.
You wanted to give a little Destiny 2 update?
Yeah.
Yeah, last week with Destiny 2, it came out. I had a really fun week. Me and my friends, we all played together. Let me finish the tomato. We had a really fun week playing through it, like, burst through the story mode in like 6 hours. Did a bunch of like Crucible, which is the PvP stuff. Did a bunch of strikes, public events. That was great. And then I had to do some work over the weekend. All right. And then when I wanted to play again, like on Tuesday, when the new raid came out, all my friends were like 50 levels above me, and I had no one to play with because they were all busy doing the end game stuff, and I had no one to like catch up with.
Oh man!
So I tried doing some stuff by myself, and it sucked. Yeah. It wasn't fun. It was tedious. Destiny, they were touting like, "Oh, we got a million players playing." The maps are still like instance like 16 players, so I was only one person trying to take down this giant mob. Like,
oh wow,
it doesn't feel like the worlds are populated if you're doing like the open world stuff. So again, like if you have friends to play with, if you have patient friends who will wait for you, then it's good to play with. But I was on my own, so I don't know. But again, I've gotten like 10-12 hours out of it.
Yeah.
But like it's the same MMO thing. If you're not on it every day,
you're left in the dust. Yeah,
I'm not interested in that at all.
But you know what's been good and true is everybody's golf. I'm still playing that like an hour a day. I've gotten to the third golf course now. My guy's getting high. High level.
I
don't know.
Smoking them lawn trimmings.
Fixing a divot.
When I play online, I'm still the only American. It's just all these Japanese character names, and then Frank, and then Japanese. I really like it. And I also wanted to say Bruce and I started a new game review show called At the Computer. Our first episode is like a 40-minute in-depth like look of the game. We play it online. We try it out. Everybody's golf is good. Mm. It's great. And then, yeah, check out my show. It's on my YouTube.com/Frank Howley at the computer. But, yeah, everybody's golf, better than Destiny.
You told me that everybody's golf is really innovative, where people are making like a character.
Yeah, there's really good character
creation
customization
stuff. Yeah.
Like every time I go online, there's Dragon Ball characters. I've seen like a dozen Master Roshi, a dozen Lupin characters.
There's gonna be a Lupin.
Oh, that's great.
Dr. Slump, but you a can million make it Hatsune Miku. The character customization is really in depth, and the more you play, you unlock more items.
They have the right type of like stock eyes and eyebrows
anime
and everything.
Eyes. They know so their like, audience. It's a very Japanese.
I saw someone made Android 18, and it has her legit eyes. Like it's this is made for that.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Really cool.
The weirdest thing is like, it's been Hot Shots Golf in America for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's everybody now that it's everybody's golf. No one knows that there's a new Hot Shots Golf game. Like it's straight up Hot Shots. Yeah. Like it's great. It's really fun. So I recommend that.
Huh. Cool. Anybody else play anything else? All right, who got in?
You know what? I'm going to do a little plug here.
Oh, VIP.
Look at the shirt. VIP. Oh, VIP. Who got in on that DBZ beta this weekend? Did you guys mess with DBZ at all?
You know, someone asked me if I wanted in, not to say who.
Oh.
And I turned it down when I found out, like, it's certain time.
Yeah, it's
and
time.
It's
like
2 days
scheduled.
Schedule 1 hour here, 1 hour here. I'm like, I'm not fucking planning my weekend around this.
Yeah.
So I'm getting that game when it comes out anyway.
Yeah, totally.
I'll be patient.
Yeah, I did the beta and got in because, you know, I want to give a shout out. Some people complained about the, rightfully so, about some of the time slots were weird, like 2 to 5 in the morning.
Yeah, what?
99% of people, that's probably, not very good, but hey, I got a screwed up schedule, so I was awake and ready to play, and that was the only time I did, was like 2 to 5 a.m.
Are you playing against Japanese players?
I did play against a lot of Japanese players. Yeah, it was great. But I'm loving that game, man. I've gotten a lot more into the controls since I got to play it for a couple hours at PAX, so it was pretty cool. What were you saying?
I've been playing Dragon Ball Z Infinite World on PS2. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, you found an import of that, didn't you?
Flying around, collecting items. Yeah, I bought a single-player Dragon Ball Z game.
Yeah.
That has zero fighting in it.
Yeah, so far I have not found out how to fight anyone. Just flying around, collecting orbs.
Mm-hmm.
They're like Capsule Corp coins. That's all.
It's like a platformer.
Yeah.
With no action.
I guess it came out here, Infinite World. I have no memory of it.
Really?
There was that PS2 era where so many Dragon Ball Z games were coming out.
Yeah.
That I just probably didn't pay attention to it. But
yeah. How funny.
I am very excited for Dragon Ball Z fighting game, though. Like, Z Fighters.
And I can't believe how good this one looks.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, rules here. Yeah, I'm get these out of here. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll hold on to this.
Perfect timing.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh wow, that's a lot. Thank you.
I'm gonna grab you another soda and everything, but let me grab everything else, okay?
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh wow, this is huge. I thought I need french fries.
No, they're not messing around. Look at that stroganoff, dude.
Full dinner.
Look at that stroganoff. I'm gonna be stroking off to that stroganoff.
Ooh.
In a second. Oh, it looks so good.
I'm about to eat.
It's crazy.
Now, what's wrong? That doesn't happen.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? That's I gave it a thumbs up.
You don't even think of him beating his shit?
Dude, I'm feeling that. I got like the steak going. I got the baked potato.
Some veggies.
Some veggies
on deck.
Oh,
veggies. I'll just go ahead and get that off the plate.
What are you doing? Come on, eat your vegetables.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, this is looking good.
All right, if you want me to turn the camera off again, hand it to me.
Awesome, thank you so much.
Oh, even more toast.
Look at you.
Oh, yeah, they come and go.
Wow. Thank you.
You're stocking up.
Thank you so much.
Awesome, thank you so much.
So,
it's godlike. Godlike.
So back to the Dragon Ball Z hype.
Yes.
They're going to put every character in that game, right?
They just announced yesterday, I'm so happy, who I wanted the most.
Garlic Jr.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yamcha and Tenshinhan.
Oh, really?
Baby.
That's
and Tenshinhan
sick.
Has a Chaozu assist.
Oh, that's sick. And so Chaozu will be in it in that capacity, but he doesn't necessarily dictate his own character.
It doesn't look that way.
That's fine.
But we don't know. We don't know. However,
that's fine. I don't need to be Chaozu. I don't need to be Cyberman. I don't need like Garlic Jr. But like, put them in as assists. Put like
sure.
If you're Mai seems to be a big thing in Super now. Like if you're Mai, like she should have like a Pilaf and what's that dog she hangs out with?
Shu?
Yeah, they could like come in and kick some ass before.
Yeah, they announced a new original character yesterday. Toriyama himself has designed a new original character just for the game.
That blew me
it's
away.
A girl, oh, wow. It's Android 21.
Yeah, that is like I wasn't sure that was real when I'm looking. It
is real.
It doesn't look right.
It's apparently a real
looks
deal.
Looks like Miss Frizzle from Magic
School Magic
Bus.
School Bus, dude. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I got to get those sour cream and chives on there. You got to get that. Got to get that in effect.
You know, between the barbecue cast last week and now this Jimmy's of Santee cast.
That's how we do it.
We're doing the fan favorites, but we're really driving home the whole like what's that Korean thing where you eat food.
Dinner?
Yeah, dinner. We're really driving dinner home today,
you know,
guys.
Yeah.
Sean, when you edit this, just put a big dinner header over this. But in Korean font.
Hey, I'm like Weird Al. I'm bringing dinner. But hey, film me. I'm bringing dinner back.
Oh.
Right into the old kisser.
Just eat it.
What did I call it? A Jerry hole? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have no recollection.
Rest in peace, Jerry Lewis.
This is so. This is so generous. That's so generous of their food. I have
they
too much
are.
Food to eat.
I know.
Oh,
this is what I'm talking about.
Hey, only the best ketchup here. House recipe ketchup.
Oh, gold recipe.
This is what I'm talking about. Jimmy's a Santee. They're killing
nice.
It.
Hey, can you give me a little bit?
Squirt.
Give me a little squirt.
Squirt of that house
right
recipe
down there. That's good. Thank you.
Look at that. Booyah.
Booyah, baby.
Hold on.
Let's try the French.
What do you think? Review?
Ooh.
Dragon Ball Z looks exciting, but how's that baked potato?
Easily the best steak I've ever had. I'm going on the record and saying the best ribeye I've had in the States.
You went skinny fries. I went with fat fries. Fat fries, let me tell you right now.
I'm a fat fry guy.
Oh, that's great. That is delicious.
That was a cool angle.
Yep. Got a little POV there.
I'm looking good.
I watch a lot of POV videos, short, like 13-5 minutes.
Online.
I find them in my incognito tab.
Nice. You go incognito?
I go incognito.
Is there anything you actually do in an incognito tab?
Really sketchy.
Is that a stupid question?
Yeah. You don't browse. Any porn is just strictly incognito.
I'm innocent. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm
if you
nice
find
guy.
A good, you know, you got to use your history. Sometimes you find a good video, you forget what that was. You go in your history.
That's what I hate.
Ago,
is
you know?
Sometimes something gets knocked out of incognito or the app crashes, and I got to lose all my freaking tabs I had open.
Shit.
And incognito, no record of it. It's like, well, start searching again.
Did it ever even happen?
That's what I like to think.
Yeah.
I put the incognito tabs away, and it's just regular Chrome, baby. Did it even happen? I don't know. I don't remember.
I use incognito windows for travel because there were studies going on that, they track you through your browser to see where you're at and adjust the rates based on what you were looking at or what you're doing. I was like, yeah, that's cool. Well, if there's any chance of that, I'm going to block this in every way that I can.
Never see that again.
So I use incognito tabs to book travel and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid. But
wish
anyway.
I had a mustard.
Classic Uncle Cracker jam.
Yeah, I'll
best way to read the best thing for using incognito mode are reading newspaper websites like Wall Street Times or
really?
New York Times.
How come?
They save your cookies. So they only let you like read 10 articles a month. So if you hit your limit, go to incognito mode, there's no cookies, you can read unlimited as you want.
Life hack,
there you go.
Yeah.
Good for spanking
and reading
news.
New York Times.
Spanking and thinking.
Spanking and fair and balanced reporting.
Yeah.
Slightly left.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, how's that stroganoff?
It's good. It's real good.
Really?
Mm, very cool.
Yep.
I mean, this is an incredible
the
meal.
Western,
I got to hand it to him.
It didn't disappoint.
Yeah.
Big onion ring.
Could you hold it for a second?
Big old onion.
We have to eat in shifts here, as Kevin's
doing. Hey, you were talking a minute ago. Now, yeah. Talking about gaming here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, back to gaming.
We didn't really talk last week about we are a gaming organization. We put out fair and balanced vids. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about the video we did a couple weeks ago, the Madden Rap 2018. I want to talk more about it when the other guys... So as you've noticed, the other guys are not really...
Nice, how are you?
They're excellent. Yeah.
Good. Tastes great. So
Thank you so much. Yeah, so that video, it just felt like it was time to do another Madden Rap. Obviously, the other guys aren't here right now, so they can't talk about it. You know, maybe we'll say more when more people are on. But,
we'll talk about Madden Rap for years to
yeah,
come.
Yeah, Madden Rap.
What's to say? I mean,
we wanted to do a smooth jam.
How many years had it been?
Five?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Five or six.
It doesn't feel that long, because the last one was DiCamillo, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
on the verse.
Yeah.
And this one, when I asked you, like, hey, what is it going to be? And you were like, it's kind of sounds like a West Coast kind of thing. I knew exactly what you meant when you said that. And, like, sure enough, like, that whiny whistle, mm-hmm. like, that noise is in it. And everything about how, like, your verses are laid out is it's perfect.
Each Madden Rap was getting bigger and louder.
Yeah.
And angrier. And with this one, it was like, hey, I just want to do a new one and let's have a chill vibe.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
And just explain yet again that this is not the same game. Even though these guys in these videos say the same thing every fucking time. And that's kind of the joke, is like,
it is.
Okay, you guys have tried to prove this like 100 times, you know.
Wait, what? There was something that really was funny, like a new mode or a new feature that you guys
wrote about. There's story mode.
Story mode. Mm-hmm. But other games have had story modes. There was
but
something...
Madden now has a story mode where legitimately you follow a player. It's like a dramatic story.
Yeah. Oh,
no
really?
Joke. No
it was
joke.
Like cutscenes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And him going to press conferences
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, there really is.
And you get like a son, too, like at the balanced family.
See, like, if they get someone... Like, what if they got, like... A good writer,
they
and then like pick. James Gunn to punch it up, and so, Madden yeah. has like a bitchin' story. Like,
well, they tried doing it with NBA like Live 2016, where they had Spike Lee direct the story mode.
Really?
Yep.
Spike Lee
directed.
Joint.
Yeah, he directed
Spike
the story
Lee
mode.
Spike Lee joint covers video, mm-hmm. books, and
yep.
video games.
Yep.
Wow.
And so I guess another bringing us to their other sports games, but
wow.
I don't know. What's the next one?
Well, anyway. So we had to mention that in the video,
yeah.
But I had a ton of fun. We still didn't know. It's like it still needs some kind of angle to it, though. Like it still needs something. And that was when the karaoke thing kind of came into
yeah.
play, where it was like, hey, let's make it like all those stupid karaoke videos we always see.
That
okay,
was great.
Get a shot of the ducks. Frank yep. helped us film, and so he was like, wait, I see a duck. Let me get a shot of that duck. Okay, let's get a shot of this boat, you know, over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we go
all
to
these
like,
scenic shots.
We go to like a lot of Japanese and Korean karaoke bars, and you can pick a song, even if it's like Green Day or Rage Against the Machine, and they'll still show people kayaking and like
mm-hmm.
windsurfing, and it's like, okay, yeah. So we went down to the park. We got people in boats. We got ducks. We got grass, and we went out to the park, and they're like. Just like that's so totally inconsistent with what the song's about, but like
that was
it's
perfect.
Great. Yeah, dogs on the beach, just dumb stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you feel like you're in a karaoke bar.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And more importantly, you got the little bee at the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We've for sure shown on our personal channel
yeah.
videos us in karaoke places riffing on how stupid the video
mm-hmm.
is of like yeah, two like a guy and a girl in a boat on
yep.
a bad date, and it's like to a Judas Priest song.
Yeah.
But so many karaoke videos, like, as you said, have this singing bee
yep.
man
yeah.
like that. And so it's like, well, we got to have that in there. So I want to give a shout out our good friend Mariel Cartwright.
She redid that?
Yeah.
Famed video game artist.
Mm-hmm. And
drew a
yeah.
parody of that. So, you know, never have a shortage
Dude.
Of great, talented artists doing useless stuff like that.
It looked so good that I didn't know it was a parody.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you just lifted it.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
It's what's different?
I'll tell you exactly what's different. It looks like Odie. Our version looks like Odie the dog.
It kind of looks like Odie
yeah.
the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Not a, it, what is it? It's like a gadfly or something.
I don't know.
Some stupid ass bug.
Mm-hmm.
It's the karaoke beat.
Anyway.
You know,
so,
karaoke, you know, attracts bugs.
That's a good point.
You know how bugs are like the best singers?
Bugs are the best singers. That's a new DreamWorks movie that I'm working on.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out the Madden Rap 18. It's on YouTube. If you haven't seen it, pass it around.
And sing along at home.
Yeah, you put the little lyrics. I mean, I think lyrics are always there, but nice little touch. I like it.
Hey, on the subject of Mega 64 stuff, yeah. This weekend, you know, the lineup is a little different than usual. Kevin, well, he's on the camera now, but he's been on camera too. Garrett's here, Frank's here. This weekend was a clusterfuck. Almost didn't do a podcast because Eric is out of town.
Boom.
For some wedding thing or something. Sean had like 100 kids' birthdays, which I'm sure you'll hear about in future podcasts, or you'll see him with...
Check his Instagram.
Lots of cake.
Custom shirts, the whole thing. Man.
But so they're not even here. But Derek has not been on the past 1,000 podcasts, and we didn't really know what to do. And so, anyway, I want to let everybody know. Derek is, because I would rather him explain this, but he's not here, so I'm just going to say it so I'd stop having to address it. Derek is not here. Derek is taking a break from the podcast. Because right now we are working on, basically we're spread thin on a lot of different stuff, and Derek is going to take a break from the podcast in doing this all this other stuff. You know, he's got the Heart Slayer show going on right now consistently.
Well, shit, with all the stuff going on, like you were talking about the book, version four.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff. The new show as well, Heart Slayers.
All kinds of stuff that... It's basically just, he's taking a break from this for now, and not saying he'll never be on again, but as we kind of move forward, I think he's more interested in that and doing that kind of stuff. So I think, you know, we'll see how it goes coming up, you know. I mean, Frank's been on a lot more, and that's been a lot of fun, I think. People out there, let me know. Is Frank cool or does he suck?
Does Sean...
Let us know.
Let us know also, does Sean get moved from special guest to co-host? Or does Frank take the co-host?
Whoa. Sean does not... Sean, if you're editing this on Tuesday... Nothing's really changing.
Opened a can of worms.
It's just,
there.
You know, Derek is, you know, just doing a couple other things. But you stay where you're at. Anyway,
is Frank gonna fill that seat?
Oh no, that's just the cute seat. Whoever's feeling cute and chatty.
Okay. Yeah, whoever's around that chatty day. Frank may pop in time to time.
Kevin, I'd like to see Kevin in that seat.
Oh yeah, switch up the buns.
But I just want Kevin's not on it. I'm not gonna let him. But anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know you're still gonna see Derek in all the same stuff you always have. All the videos, obviously. Friend Dimension, Heart Slayers, anything we're doing, Derek is still around. Just, it might not be the podcast, for the foreseeable future. And I know by me saying it, it's going to be, I'm going to hear conspiracy theories about, Rocco finally,
he really shouldn't have
fought Derek after the great argument over the Timbo video of 2006. You know, it's
because he doesn't like pineapple on pizza.
Well, you know,
I know people are going to
fuck off. Yeah, the Power Rangers. I know that's going to hammer around. But honestly, he's just taking a break and doing other stuff.
He's better served producing stuff that he's more interested in doing right now. Man.
Exactly.
I mean, we are getting so much stuff done. If you guys could see what's happening behind the scenes, it would really blow your mind. But, I mean, not only killing it with all the, like, new merchandise and stuff, just hold on to your shorts for version 4. That's all I can say. Kevin is so fucking talented. He's been manning the camera and with the other hand.
Oh my god.
He finished.
Let me see.
He finished his dinner while he was filming.
What happened?
Are you hungry? This is easy because you don't have to cut it. So you one hand what? Free, you just go for it. One hand hold it.
Oh, that's how good it was.
I was stupid. I shouldn't have picked the steak.
Well, and also, while he's filming, he doesn't have to talk. So he's busy stuffing his...
Perfect. That's true.
Man.
This is a perfect setup.
Yep.
You're always a step ahead, Kev.
Step ahead, Kev.
Okay, the other piece of business we got to talk about.
Yeah, official biz.
Mega 64 Game Days, the big event we're going to be doing in November. November 11th and 12th?
I believe so, yeah.
I'm blanking out here. November 11th and 12th, we're doing our two-day event in Anaheim. Mega 64 Game Days. Day one is our little, like, mini convention kind of event.
Oh, yeah.
And day two, we go to California Adventure. It's going to be a lot of fun. We want to announce the guests that we're going to have with us at Game Days. The thing is, We've got a couple guests lined up, and one of them I'm really excited about. You know, they're a little on the obscure side, but those who know who they are, I think, are going to be really excited. And then we have another guest I was very excited about that has fallen off the face of the earth. I want to announce both, but we might have to give up on this one guest. And I don't want to, like, you know, we've been having a lot of just trouble just trying to get this to coordinate at the same time. So we're still working on it. It's really hard organizing an event, but I promise this one is going to be so much fun. I know it's going to be a blast, just like it is always. It's the best weekend every year. But yeah, so I figured while we're still trying to get things sorted out with this second guest, let's announce the first guest. Let's just get it out of the way and let people know. Screw it. No more secrets, okay? The first guest at Mega 64 Game Days this year is going to be, I think one of the most interesting panels we've ever had at our event. Our first guest for Mega 64 Game Days is Fatal Farm.
Yes.
The group that made the legendary internet series Lasagna Cat, which is one of our personal... This is a very personal guest to us because...
For sure.
There's such an inspiration
on us. We watched the original Lasagna Cat videos. Yes. Like, in your room. Like,
yes.
Back in... That stuff, and then all the TV show intros.
TV show intros.
They did
the Zoobly Zoo. Oh, God.
That was always my favorite.
They did. Sean, cut to the Zoobly Zoo intro. Right now, he's going to be going, that. No.
Dude, the Robocop.
The RoboCop remake.
Yeah, that was great.
But not only that, not only do they do great stuff on the internet, they also do a lot of the mainstream commercials on TV that you wouldn't even know they did. Yeah. For example, the Right Guard commercials that have been going. I'm sorry, Old Spice
with Terry Crews, right?
Yeah,
all those crazy CG commercials.
Totally, yeah. The Old Spice commercials.
I can get a box. Yeah, thank you.
Are you gonna box it?
Yeah.
Frank's taking it home. I'm all finished.
All right, cool. Okay.
Thank you.
Guys, any dessert, any pie, anything like that?
I think, was there an ice cream thing?
Yours comes with.
Awesome, yeah. I'm set. Okay.
We're just gonna sit and be jealous.
Okay, so I'll let you finish because you're still working, and then I'll come and ask you what your ice, because it goes pretty fast.
Okay.
And I'll bring a box.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyway.
They also did all the special effects for Key and Peele. Like, they do a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
these guys have done
effects for Key and Peele, the Old Spice commercials, tons of other commercials on TV that you wouldn't even know they did it. They did a Little Caesars commercial at one point.
Oh, really? Whoa.
They've done incredible stuff.
I'm excited.
And they're going to do a panel at our event that really goes into some of the stuff they've made that you might not know about, how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. It's going to be a really interesting talk. And legitimately, I'm excited to sit and watch that.
Yep.
Like, I got to stop running the thing for a minute and just sit and watch it. I'm so excited. So, Fatal Farm, one of our guests at Game Days. And there's more to come, so stay tuned.
Yep.
Get your tickets.
It's Mega just a 60, taste.
Mega64.com/GameDays has all the info. And you can go and try to attend for yourself.
Just get your beak wet. One guest. More to come. Mm-hmm. This is going to be... right around the corner before we know it.
I know.
Is there any events before that, or is that our next kind of thing?
ExpCon is at the end of
right.
October.
October.
I have no new info on that.
No. It survived the hurricanes. I believe St. Augustine was not hit. I think everything should still be on board.
Yeah. So we'll keep everyone posted on that. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm really excited about Game Days. Anyway, get your Game Days tickets now. I also want to let everybody know, if you like the show, you want to support us and get yourself some great threads, go to shop.mega64.com. Right now we have pre-orders live for the California Gamist shirt, that like nice surfer shirt that we debuted at PAX a little while ago. Pre-orders are open. We're doing pre-orders. We did them out the gate because we got our stock back from PAX, and it was like, cool, we have like one of everything.
Yeah.
It was not fair to you guys. Same with the Charm shirt. So we did pre-orders for both. Go to shop.mega64.com before next Friday. This Friday night, we'll shut it down. But you can pre-order those until that point. And do so, because they're going, man. They're going fast.
You gotta... Pre-ordering, that's something that we started doing kind of recently.
Yeah.
But it is really just to let everyone get a chance to...
Too many things are selling out, and it's like gone.
Yeah, you got to give everyone a shot, you know? So anyway, everybody out there, get on that. And if you're watching us on Twitch,
Hit the Twitch, you know, sub to us on Twitch
Hit
Prime.
It.
Hit the button.
Hit
if
it.
You got Amazon Prime, it doesn't
Hit
cost
the
a thing. And then you get all kinds of stuff. It's ad free and your emoticons and all that stuff. So you got to do all that. Anyway.
Whenever anyone says hit the button, I just think of kids yelling at me on Xbox Live, yeah. thinking I was cheating at Halo 2.
Oh, no, the lag switch.
I was just good.
Lag switch.
No one believes me. I was just good at Halo 2.
You're just good.
But they hit the button.
I'm that good.
Yeah, go ahead and do it. Hit the button.
All right, enough of our crap. You guys saw some movies.
Yeah, movie talk.
Yeah, what were you... you guys saw...
I saw...
You saw It, and yeah. you saw Mother.
Mother, yeah, yeah.
Two horror boys... enjoying their horror movies.
Let's do point counterpoint. What was better?
Well, I'm excited to see Mother. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But you got to check it out. And I didn't know that it was a new Darren Aronofsky. Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to talk about it. So Darren Aronofsky, he makes a movie like not that often, like every 4 or 5 years, but most famously did Requiem for a Dream, which is like, I mean, it's a little cheesy at this point, like 15 years out, but that's definitively like one of like the big like indie films.
Yeah.
Requiem for a Dream is amazing. And then he did The Wrestler, which is like, yeah. I love that movie. And then Black Swan was also super cool. Everything else, The Fountain, Noah, whatever. Mother, not as good as Black Swan or anything else. But Mother is worth seeing because it is like one of the most divisive films of the year. Mm-hmm. It has the rare F score from the audience, polling thing. It's not a horror film.
Oh, F score?
Yeah, an F. That, like, all audiences hate this movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, unless you know what you're getting into. but, like, it's not a horror film.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
No, it's a surreal psychodrama. It's essentially a 2-hour anxiety dream. Like, it has a very fever dream structure where it's, like, Jennifer Lawrence plays mother, and her, you know, partner is man of the house. And, like, she can't leave this house. So it's just her taking care of her husband, who's, like, a poet, an artist.
Mm.
And just that kind of dynamic. Like, she's the muse. And then stuff starts happening. People start entering the house. She can't leave. And it's just like this anxiety builds and builds and builds.
Wow.
And so like it starts kind of like Rosemary's Baby. Like, oh, here's like this new couple moving in their new home. Like, oh, we want to have a kid. You know, that little stuff. And then it starts shifting. And it kind of quickly goes from this quiet kind of spooky horror, what's going on. And then it goes and goes and goes and turns into this insane, surreal nightmare.
Ooh.
Like, it's like good not to say any much more than that. The crazy thing about this film, similar to Spring Breakers, is this is a subversive art film that is playing in every movie theater in the country.
Yeah, how did it get such wide release?
That's what I'm wondering.
Because his previous film, Noah, which I didn't see, it made like $350 million for Paramount.
Oh, no kidding.
So I didn't know that.
A lot, because it's a biblical film, so people are like, sure. Oh, let's go see this. So he made this film for $30 million. Yeah, he made this film for $30 million. So Paramount's like, sure, okay, make your movie. There's stuff in this movie that happens... There's one scene near the end of the movie. Something shocking happens. My instinct was, oh, fuck. The person next to me, this old man, gruffed, and he walked out of the movie. I had two movie walkouts. I saw it a Sunday morning with a bunch of old people. I didn't love it, but if you're an artist, if you're a creative person, it's about creation. Either in the biblical sense or in the actual making art. It's about creation. You can look at it from either side.
Oh, interesting.
If you're not into surrealism in any way, you'll hate this movie. So going into that, it's worth seeing. It's also worth seeing because I saw it with MoviePass, so it was free.
Yeah, still waiting on mine.
But, yeah, if you're a fan of Darren Aronofsky, if you like Requiem for a Dream, like, in terms of his previous work, it most reminds me of Requiem for a Dream, that old lady in her house watching the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, like, that kind of insane where the fridge starts moving. It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
It's huh. like, okay, it's that kind of movie. It's just, like...
It's all messed up.
It gets
trying
crazy.
To lose weight.
Interesting.
So I think it's kind of cool. Again, not great, but if you're a fan of Aronofsky, if you're a fan of Surrealism, David Lynch, like, all right. So it's I gave it like a 3.5 out of 5. Like I liked
excited.
It, but yeah, I think you'll dig it just because it's a fucking crazy anarchist movie.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And I missed Noah, and honestly,
I didn't like The Fountain either.
I never saw.
A lot of people didn't like The Fountain.
I never got a chance to see Black Swan.
Black Swan's great. Oh, it's so. I mean, it's very.
I have it, and
you'll
it's
like
I've
it.
Never.
It's cool.
But I loved Requiem for Your Dream,
yeah.
especially. But I got to see. A legit horror movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Horror. It. Remake.
That's horror?
Remake of It.
Yeah,
it was
Steven, I laughed.
Steven,
yeah, I saw a clown.
Steven, well, I had to shush some kids in the theater.
Geez. Did you really?
Yeah, like, I was like, are we going to move? Are we going to I kept asking my girlfriend, are we going to move? Are we going to move? And, like, I'm, like, finally, like, hey, shh. Like,
nice.
To these two Ooh. Kids. And then they got up and moved.
How?
But, yeah, other than that, though, it was good. I did like the remake of it. I did enjoy what they did. And I don't want to spoil anything or say anything. Because, I mean, the story, this movie exists, and the book existed before that. So it's hard not to spoil the core tenets of that.
Sure.
But just as far as like what they did in this film, it's different from what they did in the original film with John Ritter and you know, that whole cast of kids and adults and stuff.
So I did like Ritter. I'm a bit of a Ritter man.
Bit of a Ritter fan, you know. Jack Tripper's my boy. Yeah. But the original movie too is like long, like 3 hours something.
Four, I think. Yeah.
All the Stephen King.
Because it was a miniseries.
Stephen King shit always gets. Like, The Stand is, like, insane.
It itself is 1,100 pages.
Right?
It's a huge book covering, you know, a span of 30 years.
So I like that this is, you know, it's shorter. It's a regular modern sized film.
Right.
And, you know, they didn't show in the marketing anything with any of the actors and actresses except for Pennywise.
Oh, no kidding.
And at the. Originally, I'm like, I'm sick of seeing the fucking clown. They're marketing the fucking clown. It looks stupid already. Yeah. I don't care. Tim Curry's awesome. Whatever. Like, I don't like this new shit.
Yeah.
But then it kind of makes sense. Like, they gave everyone that. Like, okay, everyone knows the clown's in it, so let's just give them that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Satiate their appetite.
Yeah.
They didn't show you any of the plot or the kids or any of the other actors.
That's true.
So that was cool going into it and having, like, I didn't know the kid from Stranger Things was in it.
Yeah.
So it was cool seeing, like, that kid, all the other kids and how they kind of correlated back to their actors in the old movie, because that's my frame of reference. It was done in an updated way that I liked. Pennywise came off like pretty creepy. Like it's hard to make a clown scary.
Yeah.
Like, I love monster movies.
Sure.
And Pennywise has always been kind of up there with the famous monsters just because of the infamy of the first movie.
Of course.
But it's not a scary, you know, Tim Curry's awesome.
Yeah.
He's not fucking scary. When his eyes roll back and his teeth go in the one scene, it's scary.
Yeah, sure.
And they use CG in a way that does that for this Pennywise too. And it definitely like turns into a monster. But just right out the bat, they make him real creepy, and I think that is done better than it was in the first movie.
Huh, okay.
Him being just creepy, even though he's not, like, real scary and intimidating. I'm curious to see where the next one goes.
It's by Park Chan-wook's cinematographer, so the same guy who shot Oldboy. Was there any cool, like, camera stuff or sequences?
Okay, so...
I saw in the trailers a lot of cool, like, crane shots.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, like... I don't think it really spoke to me about how it was shot, other than like when they do like CG effect stuff. Because they did one particular CG effect a lot where they would like keep Pennywise's face whenever the clown like comes after people in the movie. they would do this effect where they keep his face like focused, and they distort and kind of rapidly tilt. Background.
Cool. Yeah.
So it gives this like almost like 3D effect of him coming at or moving forward.
Yeah.
And they did that a lot. Whenever he would like kind of rush a character, they would use that effect.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a cool effect that definitely had a look like, wow. People will look back and go like, that it effect. Like they'll look at that effect.
Huh.
It could have been construed as cheesy at times. I didn't mind it. I've kind of accepted now that, like, CG is just in every aspect of film. And if I want to, like, come out of a theater not hating everything, I got to open my mind to be like, all right, like, it was great. It was good. I got to look past the CG stuff. So, yeah, I did have a good time in it.
Cool. So you're in for part two?
I'm in. And that was the thing. Like, I was trying to kind of be vague, but I guess I'll just say, like, yeah, like, the original movie had the kids, and then time skip, they grow up, and they're adults.
It's no secret. It's no secret.
Yeah, okay, so I didn't know, which was great for me going in, that, like, halfway through the movie, I'm going, they haven't gotten to the adult stuff yet. This is all going to be
the kids.
Yeah,
they haven't even cast the adults yet.
And I really think they kept that a secret, kind of. They kept that low to the ground.
Secret's out now, and I guess that's kind of what I did.
I think they were scared of scaring people off, though.
I think of, like, franchise fatigue. Like,
Definitely.
Especially Dark Tower is supposed to be a franchise that's done.
Yep.
The Mummy universe, whatever the fuck, that died.
Dark universe.
They honestly kept the franchise, like, this is going to be a part one, part two. They kept it secret. Like,
yeah, I think they got scared to reveal that.
It's part one, it's just called It.
Yeah.
Also, because then if the movie turned out bad, they don't have promises. Yeah. But this made so much money that it's like, all right,
people liked it and it seemed to be a hit. Everyone I know is talking about it that saw it.
Yeah.
So I think definitely it's getting that sequel. And it was... it was really cool seeing it and then realizing, like, oh, chapter one is just the kids. And they'll, next year they'll make another one and it'll be all of them as adults. I'm so excited to see who they cast as all those kids.
I'm excited to
see, like, how they fight it as adults.
Yeah.
That was what was lame in the John Ritter version. When they were adults, it was cool seeing them as kids. Yeah. Like, the
but
Goonies.
You know what's fun? I liked it all when I was a kid. I knew it was cheesy, but it was so, like...
This is battery acid, you slime!
Yeah, it was like that was Sci-Fi Channel movie, but I still enjoyed it when I was younger. But they can't get away with that, not in that context.
Yeah.
And what's cool is, I actually do think, because when I heard about that, I got franchise fatigue too. I'm like, not a good move.
Yeah.
But you know, one thing that is, I guess, kind of a good thing is, now that the movie was a hit, and it did well, they can probably get some good actors for the adults.
Go, like, all out.
Yeah, not like terrible, you know, like...
And if I'm not mistaken, Pennywise, like, fucking kills some of those adults.
Oh, it's brutal. Like, that's why I'm so excited. Is it, like... I mean, the book is great, the whole parts. The stuff when they're adults is... The action moves fast because so much of the book itself is the character development. It's, like, 100 pages about how the fucking fat kid goes to the library.
Yeah.
But, like, when they're adults, it's, like... They get the news, and it's like, and it's just, it goes. Yeah. So I'm excited to see how they pull that off.
And what they did as far as, like, gore and violence and showing you,
because that's a hard R.
Right, it's a hard R, and right when that movie starts, they kind of give you this little shot to the ass that's like, we're going to do super violent shit to children.
Yeah.
And they show you that in a scene right out, and you're like, oh fuck, I can't wait to see what they're willing to do, like, to some of these adult characters.
Because
the book does get real graphic. And I mean, if it's playing on in any fear that that individual character has, like, they could do so much just based on what those kids are scared about. And they kind of show you that and set it up in this first one for sure. I can't wait to see, like, where the second one goes. I feel like I will like the second one even more than this first one.
Yeah, I think it builds, like, you know, the characters, they can go all out. There's stuff in the book with, like, there's a mental patient that escapes, and I don't know, was that in the TV version?
I don't remember.
Man, I don't remember.
But, like, there's, like, those chapters in, like, the book, like...
Where they're blaming, like, the townspeople are blaming all the missing kids on the mental patient?
They're, like, there's some guy, like, breaks out and he wants to get revenge because in his head, like, and then, like, he just kills his inmates and it's just, like, he breaks out and he goes and goes and it's, like, you, and, like, the adults don't know he's coming and it's, like, oh, shit, so it's, like, I hope that element is in there. I don't know, I'm excited.
Oh, fuck.
Dope stuff.
Well, there you go.
Next year. When is that dated?
Probably 2019. They haven't, they haven't cast, they haven't
done
shooting,
anything.
But they'll probably give it an expedited
production. They'll bring that guy back for Pennywise, which... They were making a big deal about that actor and everything, but I think they were just, like, showing, like, this is what the clown looks like, here's this actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he in other stuff? I don't recognize him out of the makeup.
Oh, Bill Skarsgård
or
whatever?
Yeah, what else is he in?
No idea.
Huh. He's not related to Alexander Skarsgård.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I thought the Skarsgårds were related.
The two,
there's a lot of actors that are Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Fucking Skarsgårds.
Yeah, they're like the bald ones.
They're like the new Olsen twins.
Shit.
Or Olsen twins. I mean, you could use either example. But anyway,
Bill Skarsgård.
Well, interesting. Well, okay,
we've ate our meal.
Yeah, we have. I mean, it's all. There's nothing left but fat and gristle on that plate. But nope, you gotta finish it. What's that from? Email podcast at mega64.com. What did I quote? The first person wins a prize.
No dessert.
He was in the Divergent movies.
Oh,
ooh,
but he's like a Swedish actor and a pretty boy, so
pretty.
They get them all cuted up.
So they get them, all pretty in the cloud.
Well, I'm excited to see it now. Like, now that Garrett approves, like,
yeah,
I'm excited.
Doesn't say much when I like
it. No, I know. You shushed some kids. That takes
I shushed those fucking kids.
That does stop take talking. Some gall.
They were just talking
what
about...
What were they talking about, dude? Talk
everything.
About Snapchat?
You know when kids are nervous in a horror movie? They just make jokes, about every terrible thing that's happening.
Yeah.
You know, just because... I laughed. I wasn't scared. I laughed. I mean, it's literally that happening behind me.
It's so funny. The like, one of the easiest things to learn and do in life is don't talk during a fucking movie. It's the easiest thing to not do.
Take that outside of the movie theater. Some of the most important life lessons can just be said, just shut the fuck up. Sometimes, not talking in a certain situation of life will save your ass.
Yeah, anyway.
Don't put your foot in your mouth.
Oh, man. Anyway. But it's true. It's like, just... stop. Anyway,
here's a question. Well, I know the podcast running long. Here's a theater etiquette question. That doesn't have to do with trash. I'm afraid to cross this line, but when a movie theater starts and the trailers start, that's kind of like, shut up. you know, don't talk. But, like, right. I'm almost at the point now, I'm so sick of sitting in 25 minutes of fucking trailers.
Yeah.
If the theater's empty, I'll be on my phone. I don't care.
Yeah.
But it's like, I wish I could just openly have my phone out during the trailers. I don't want to watch these damn commercials.
I don't personally care about etiquette during trailers.
Yeah, that's how I
know. I mean, like, don't be an idiot, yeah. but I don't care.
I got worried about those kids, though, during the, like, third trailer.
Yeah.
Still fucking going back and forth.
That's how I feel.
And
I'm like, that's how it is. It's like, I want to have my phone out during the trailers because I don't care, but I don't want the audience to think I'm going to be a burden during the feature film.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I cool it down. Yeah, I don't do shit during the trailers, but it's just still like, I'm sick of seeing this shit.
I do find that the people that talk throughout all the trailers talk through the movie too.
Sure.
It's like a testing ground, but I feel like it's still, that's a, like, they fail the test every time.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. You just gotta button.
You use the trailers as the testing ground, like you guys said, and that's when you decide, like, hey, last chance to get up and move.
Yep.
Because
I got
in there early. I got in there early, got my seat, and normally I like to get there, like, after the trailers started going, because I don't like watching trailers.
Yeah, but you
like,
might not get
this seats. This is the third time I fucking plugged my ears and hummed through Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Third I've done it through that trailer.
There's a movie I really want to see that's, like, coming out soon. Yeah. I will look to the left. I don't want to see it.
I put my hand.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah,
I put my head in my lap, and I take turns plugging and unplugging my ears rapidly while humming, and it makes enough noise to where, like,
you're missing out on Jared Leto. Though.
Yeah, I can't hear. I heard, like, maybe Harrison Ford talking. Like, I don't know.
A lot of
synthesizer and bass.
Yeah,
I don't know much else. But it was those kids talking throughout the first three trailers that I knew. Like, should we move? Should we move?
Yeah.
And then they didn't stop. And that's when I had to bust the shush out, which I hate doing.
Speaking of, I wanted to say real fast, speaking of Blade Runner, I rewatched Blade Runner for the first time in a very, very long time. It came out in 4K. So I was like, I heard it looks cool. Let's just check it out. You know, visually, at least, you know the movie's cool, whatever. But I didn't have a huge high opinion of it the first time I saw it. It just, story-wise, it just kind of didn't do it for me. I don't know what
it's
it was.
It's slower paced than what a lot of people can tolerate.
Yeah, and so I think I wasn't ready for that, you know? But, what, that looks
great.
This is just what the doctor ordered.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
There you go.
Awesome.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Our final review, we're going to place it out.
But anyway, I was just going to say that when I finally saw it again, I do appreciate it a lot more. I appreciate it a lot more, for sure. It still doesn't quite connect to me in a way that I'm, like, changed by it or that it's in my top movies list. But for the filmmaking alone, it's incredible. For the filmmaking alone, for the production, it second to none. Every facet of it aesthetically is incredible. The story, it's all right, but in its simplicity, it is kind of a beautiful movie. Still not maybe my favorite, but I did like it a lot more. A lot more this time. So anyway, I just want to say...
What's your favorite Ridley Scott?
Favorite Ridley Scott movie?
You say Alien.
Original Alien or...
Probably Alien.
Well, probably original Alien. Captured the unknown of space so well, you know. But this is pretty... Still, like, I recognize what's special about it. And it got me excited. I want to see the second one. So anyway, that's all.
It's melting, dude.
Yeah, I better get on this. We better wrap this up.
It's gonna melt, bro.
Sean always likes when we do a little kind of a longer cut, but I'm gonna wrap it up right here. So thank you for watching, everybody. Again, check out Mega 64 Game Days. I hope you can go. Get tickets now, mega64.com/gamedays. Go to our store. Do all that stuff if you like the show. If you don't like the show, whatever. If you don't have a dollar to your name, hey, just send one of our videos to your friend. You know, tell them, you know, check these guys out. We appreciate anything you do if you like the show. So anyway, take care, everybody. Any final words? Goodbye to the live audience.
Words. Ooh. Tune into the PPS on Wednesdays at 7 on Twitch.
Yeah, do that. That's a good show.
Yeah, it is.
Played Mr. Mosquito.
Words. You got a new show.
Yeah, I got a new show at the computer.
You already plugged it.
Hey, Garrett gets to plug his. I'll plug mine again. Monday and Friday. That's two shows a week.
We'll allow it.
Yeah.
All right, and the final
word.
Final word. That was good, Stroganoff. And
what's this one?
That's just my.
This is a new camera.
This is for my first
vlog.
Guys.
Why do we? That's for his vlog.
Yeah, that's my vlog.
He's vlogging.
Yeah.
The people in this restaurant that are looking out at us just having a cell phone convention.
CKY or Rab interrupted a breakfast in that one thing? Yeah.
You're not going to do that at Jimmy's.
I don't know.
Hey, I want to give the final shout out to Jimmy's of Santee.
the number one restaurant.
He stole the chat.
He's talking to the chat. The number one restaurant of all time. Thank you very much. Sean, end on a full minute of a pic, of the of beef stroganoff. Thank you. Good night.
Cry!